Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Jen's asked, with cosmetics, can some colours act like neutrals? For example, my orange lipstick is bright in its container but looks neutral or light on my lips, but pink looks almost red and bold. This is to do with how much pigment there may be in a lipstick. So often if you just, you know, draw it on the back of your hand, this is something to do before you ever buy a lipstick, is draw it on the back of your hand. So some colours in the container look very bold, but when you actually put them on, they're actually quite sheer, and so therefore they will act much more like a neutral, versus some have a lot of pigment in them and they will really change the colour of your lips. That said, it's always worth understanding that your lips have an underlying colour and can also change the way a colour looks. So depending on what colour your lips are naturally can change how they actually, the lipstick will look on you. So I've seen the same lipstick on one person look brown, somebody else look pink, somebody else look red, and somebody else look purple. And that is because of their underlying lip colour. And this is why it can be so hard to buy a lipstick that's just in a tube just looking at it, because until you get it on your lips, you don't know what it's going to look like. And depending how much pigment it has in it as well. So they are things to consider when you are looking at lipsticks. So I suspect that your orange one, Jen, has a very low pigment. So it's actually got more kind of moisturizer in it than pigment, even though it may look quite bright in the tube, versus your other one, which was your pink, which looks almost red. And this is why too, that until you actually get it out, that just looking at it in the tube doesn't necessarily mean what it's going to be like. You really need to see it and like to start with on your skin, but really you have to try lipstick on your lips. So it is one of those things that is, you know, to know what it's really going to look like, because until you've got it on there, you just don't know. And then your underlying lip color can actually change the way a lipstick looks because of your body chemistry. So I know that I've seen, you know, lipstick kind of change color just in the first, you know, 10 or so minutes that you put it on. Some people's lip chemistry will also change how a color looks, which is why it is good to try something on before you buy it to discover it turns into a color that's really less flattering than you had thought when you were initially looking at it. I know, a little bit tricky, but there you go, a couple of tips. Next question. Anna said, I dress in the classic style for work and also at home. Is it such a default option, or can I go away from it? Because I'd like to be a bit more exciting and glamorous. So classic is it's a dressing style. And if you've done my personality style quiz, it is one of the options that comes up. Now, my dad, I would say, is the epitome of the classic man. So, you know, men have the same sort of dressing styles as women do. And like, for example, so when he was working, now he's in his 80s now, so he doesn't work, he's well retired, but when he was working his entire life, his old, because he wore suits and ties to work on the weekend or casually, he just didn't wear the tie. But he basically wore his old suit pants and his older dress shirts on the weekend. And then if he was doing woodworking or going bushwalking, he had demoted his even older suit pants and shirts, which became his bushwalking clothes. So basically, he never wore anything that wasn't dress shirts, collared dress shirts, or suit pants until he retired. And he, of course, wasn't going to buy suits to demote them to be casual wear. So he now wears chinos, but I've never seen him in a t-shirt in his life. And he will talk about how being appropriate is really important for him. And that is comes with that personality, that classic personality style. And some people, your default is to go for the more classic, more corporate, more structured clothing. Now, you can do that in weekend clothes and a more relaxed stuff, but you're going to feel very uncomfortable if you put on the really dramatic or the, you know, really feminine or something, because it may feel kind of like a costume for you. It may not feel like you. But this is where everybody has, you know, a multitude of dressing styles that we call from. The 7 dressing styles, we can call from all of them. I mean, if you want to know what your base style is, go and do my personality style quiz. But also, too, is if you want to get into deep down into it, this is something we go to a lot in Seven Steps to Style, because I give you all the extra information about how to mix styles together, how to think about your personality and how you want to be perceived and how you want to communicate, and what elements of each of the styles, because there's a lot of different elements from each of the styles. And so you can think then about, well, how am I going to weave in my bit of feminine or my bit of dramatic or my bit of this or my bit of that? All these things. So your style is always layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. It's the Viennetta approach. That's an ice cream kind of thing, that it was layer upon layer. And so this is what style is. It's like finding your layers. So you might find at work that classic works really well for you, but on the weekend it can feel a little bit stiff and uptight. So how do you take classic styles and relax them a bit? And I have got some blog posts about how you do this. If this is something that you go, actually, my style is based on classic and I much prefer to be wearing those more classic styles, so then how do I make them a little bit more relaxed and make them a bit more casual for the weekend? That is something to think about. And there are ways of doing this as well. But if you are truly classic now, and this is where too is we can get into the habit of that's how I always dress, but if nothing else really appeals to you, I wouldn't be trying to change myself. I just accept that that's who I am. And just because we can appreciate the dramatic on other people, we can appreciate the, you know, the glamour or the femininity on other people, but it may not feel true to you. And that's what's really important when getting dressed, is actually finding the clothes that feel most true to you, that feel right for you. And that's something that we do go into in Seven Steps of Style. And, you know, you can, something to think about. One of the things to do is to even just look at your favorite outfits and work out which of the dressing styles they fit into. That it could be something that could be worthwhile thinking about. If you are trying to work out what direction outside of classic, what you can grow into. I always think that when you want to move into something else, because sometimes we feel like we've been holding ourselves back in some way, and particularly in our style, is to start with baby steps. Don't just go whole hog and change overnight, because you'll probably feel really uncomfortable. Often it's just a baby step into something new. And then as you feel more comfortable, you can expand out. But if you try and go too extreme too quickly, usually that's when you just retreat back into your classic cave and don't try anything else. So I hope there's some little tips that can help you there. Final question today comes from Ellen, who says, how far off a colour can you go before it no longer works with the other colours in your palette, e.g. a shade or a brightness? Do they have to be exact, or can one be off one or two variables? So you can easily go a bit lighter or a bit darker than whatever is in your palette. That's the easy thing to do if the intensity remains the same as does the undertone. The minute you start changing the undertone, the color that you're bringing in is going to start not working. It'll start clashing with the other colors you have in your palette. And so you'll find that it doesn't mix well with them. And that is also the same as you'll find if you change the intensity. So if you go a whole lot brighter or a whole lot more muted, the color won't look as good on you. But also, it won't work with the other items in your wardrobe. And this is why when you use a palette, one of the things I always do when I use a palette is just to fan it out as a whole, because of course, just in the printing process, it's impossible to get every color to be exactly the same intensity. But when you look at colors as a whole, you're going to get the same intensity as a whole, rather than pulling out individual colors where maybe that color is slightly brighter than the one next to it. You know, like that's where it's always look at it as a whole, and then you'll find you have that easy mix and match wardrobe. Now, two or three lighter shades, three shades lighter or darker is really fine. Can go a bit lighter, can go a bit darker, but do remember your ideal value and what works overall for you. So if you're overall darker, then go, it's better to go with more darker shades. If you bring too much light in, it'll start to look a bit insipid on you. Versus if you are lighter in value like I am, then if you go too dark, it'll start to look heavy on you. So kind of just drag you down. So it is something to think about. But yes, you can go. Remember that your palette is just the executive summary of all the colors you can wear. And so therefore, you know, you're just looking at, does it go with It doesn't have to match exactly, but it wants to feel like it sinks in. It's that sinking in, blending in feeling that you're really looking at with a color palette. You are not trying to match exact colors in there. That's really important to remember, that we're not matching exact colors. We're just going, does this sink in there? And it's a really good thing to do is next time you're out and about in the shops, just take your palette out and see, you know, like wander around the shops. Don't look at styles, don't look at brands, don't look at prices. Just look at what color it sinks into, and that'll be a good color for you. Then you can make decisions about all the other things about that piece of clothing. But until you've got that kind of sinking in feeling, then you won't find that the colors are going to work as well for you. Because remember, the intensity relates to your intensity. And when you go really outside of that intensity, you'll find that the color will either be too bright for you and it will wear you, or it'll be too dull for you and it'll look drab and it will drag you down. So, you know, I just think about, like, if you think about it, we are just, you know, vibrations of energy. We're all made of atoms, which are just energy. We have a certain wavelength and vibrations that, you know, holds us together, and colors have these wavelengths. And when you are putting them together in harmony, it's like we're vibrating at the same frequency, and that, you know, in harmony, like with music, that sounds beautiful. So when you can, you know, sing in harmony, why would you sing off key? And that's the same with color. If you know how to find the colors that are fantastic for you, why would you want to find the ones that are like singing off key and hurting everybody's ears? Hopefully that's a few little tips for you today. Please do send me your questions to imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Of course, if you want to know more about your colors and getting your palette and your signature colors and all that sort of thing, that's part of my 7 Steps to Style program. Or of course, I do online color consultations as well. You can find them on my website. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.